This is methi. In Morocco, it's fed to camels. But it is a very nutritious green, and it comes for us in India only in the winter. So it's a winter green.
I'm with cookbook author Madar Jaffrey, checking out the produce in Vancouver's Punjabi market.
It comes out of your skin for days afterwards. So you cook it with potatoes, you can cook it with chicken, you cook it with carrots. And I have a recipe for carrots with this methi or fenugreek greens, which is absolutely scrumptious.
Back in the late 80s, my very first East Indian cookbook was one by Madar Jaffrey, in which she presented dishes from 16 different regions in India. What I loved even more than the recipes were the vivid descriptions of the regions and their foods at the beginning of each chapter. Now I'm getting more of her great writing in Madar Jaffrey's new autobiography of her early years spent growing up in India. It's called Climbing the Mango Trees, and we found some mangoes as we strolled through the market.
And these, of course, we can't live. This is the green mangoes. That's how the book gets its name. These are the green mangoes that we used to climb up on trees and get and peel and eat with salt, pepper, cumin, and red chili powder. And these are wonderful. You do all kinds of things with them. You can eat them the way I just described, but you can also put them in dishes. For example, you can cook fish with it. You can cook other foods with it. You can pickle them. Of course, green mangoes are, because mangoes are so rich in pectin.
Madar Jaffrey is an actress, a radio and television show host, and has been writing cookbooks for years, always attempting to remove the mystique that sometimes surrounds the techniques and ingredients of Indian cooking. We pass by a big pile of taro root, which you won't necessarily find in her cookbooks.
Well, I started with things in my very early books, like for the BBC. The book has sold 1 million copies, and I tried to use only vegetables that everyone can get, like cauliflower, green beans, aubergine. And very often, I don't give taro recipes because people don't know how to cook them and can't get them. I mean, I teach them how to cook it if everyone could get it. So I stay away from certain vegetables. And then most of the time people can't get all varieties of eggplant, aubergines. So that's what these are. These are lovely, long, delicate ones, which you don't get commonly in a supermarket.
While Climbing the Mango Trees is not really a cookbook, it does have some old family recipes, which reflect the varied cultures Jaffrey grew up with in Delhi.
The meats were all in the Muslim style. The vegetables were all in the Hindu style. So they were really, and then we had the English, what we call English food, soups, roasts, you know, puddings that were English. So our meals were a composite of these three different styles.
A very traditional kind of Western breakfast.
Yes, eggs, bacon, you know, things like that, toast. That was a traditional breakfast, but special Sundays, we would get the Indian breakfast, which was lovely, but this would be bought from the old city, and there'd be potatoes cooked in a certain style with ginger, and we'd eat them with fried, different types of fried breads, like puris or birvis, they were called, and they were wonderful. I look forward to those breakfasts.
Jaffrey lives in New York City now, and she misses the ingredients she learned to cook with. Oh, you can get all kinds of Indian ingredients in New York, but they're just not the same as in India.
The cauliflower is another bird altogether. It's their small heads. They're so firm that it takes a while to cook them. Here, the minute you put them in the pan, they're done. But a good cauliflower in India takes a while to cook, so you can cook potatoes and cauliflower together, and they won't disintegrate before the potato is cooked, and that's very important.
And you had a favorite cauliflower dish when you were young that wasn't the heads, it was the stems, right?
It was the stems, because, you know, at weddings, they would cook for thousands of people, they would cook cauliflower and just cook the fruit flowery part of it. So all these central stems were left. And they would quarter those and then stir fry them with a lot of spices. And then you ate them like artichoke leaves. You just pulled along and left the fibrous part. You just left that and you just ate the soft part. It was delicious.
Madar Jaffrey is 73 years old. Despite the rich life she's led, she was reluctant to put it all down in words.
My editor insisted that I do it, and I said, no, I don't want to do it. I can't remember anything. How will I do it? And I don't want to write about my family. Everyone will get angry with me. And I just kept putting it off and not doing it. And then finally I got persuaded. I said, all right, I'll do it if I can end at the age of 18. And that's what I did.
So now they're going to bug you, though, to go from 18
exactly.
up.
Exactly. They said, when's the next one? Exactly. So at the moment, I'm holding my own here.
Climbing the Mango Trees, a memoir of a childhood in India by Madhur Jaffrey, is published by Knopf. It's a great read of how one of the people who brought East Indian cooking to the masses found her love of food. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.